This is Louis Navalier. It is Friday, April 28th. Well, ExxonMobil just proved to everyone that you can post record earnings with the current oil prices. Now, they did boost their production by 300,000 barrels a day. They have a big field in Guyana. They opened up a second well. And eventually, Guyana is going to be 1.2 million barrels a day. Overall, it's about 400,000 barrels a day right now between Exxon and the other Western companies down there helping them extract. But Exxon's also very big in the Permian Basin, and they're getting bigger. There's rumblings that they're going to buy another big player there. So we'll see what happens. But it's lifting the entire energy sector today. So that's good news. So hopefully when oil prices gyrate, it will jerk the stocks around less. In the meantime, the inventory of crude oil, refined products, has been falling every week for several weeks now. So we are in the middle of what we call summer demand. You're going to see it around Memorial Day weekend. And it's going to be very interesting if prices go higher this summer. It usually does. So I'm expecting very firm prices. I've also noticed a lot of the green energy stocks are not as strong as when traditional energy gets going. But the green energy movement is still well underway. You know, we can't deny that states like California, Hawaii are installing solar at a record pace. New York is still proceeding to try to do a natural gas ban statewide on all new construction, even though there was an appellate court ruling that states and municipalities cannot impose any restrictions on natural gas hookups. That was led by the U.S. Restaurant Association. So, you know, we're playing both sides of the energy scenario. We have the best green stocks, and then we have, obviously, our traditional fossil fuel companies. Europe is very interesting. Their investment in green technology actually has dipped a bit. Now, obviously, they had a shuffle to, you know, get LNG and cut off Russia. So that might be the main thing. But Europe's also a lot higher than we are. They're basically at the same latitude as Canada. So what happens is it's very hard for them to make solar profitable. Okay, and if you don't believe me, just drive across Spain, and you'll see nothing but abandoned solar fields everywhere. So, you know, you can pass incentives for all this stuff, but if there's no grid to hook it up to, there's a problem. And, of course, if it has to go a long ways, it should be a direct current grid, not an alternating current grid. So it's interesting to watch, all these governments try to figure out what our energy footprint and energy is going to be in the future. I'm still shocked that they're pushing hydrogen with no reliable hydrogen supply. Hydrogen today is made predominantly from natural gas, although it can be made from wind and salt water and other sources. The only problem is that's cost prohibitive. But the EPA is about to mandate that that all the utilities can have carbon emissions. And I find that shocking. And I'm sure that will not pass because it's too radical. Okay. So fascinating times we're in. But the bottom line is traditional energy is the winner today. Alternative energy will be fine. It's still volatile. But I do want you to know that the ones I'm recommending have very strong sales. And I just think it's time to go through this earnings season, let the chips fall, and then we'll assess everything. But based on what ExxonMobil did this morning with their announcement, I think it makes them the leader and the winner. And I'm very proud of our big bet in fossil fuels. And I do expect crude oil prices to go higher in the summer months for the very simple reason demand goes up. Oh, by the way, I realize our GDP growth was initially estimated at 1.1. Europe's at 0.3. China's actually growing. So the world is not in a recession. We are trying to grow. There seems to be a bit of an inventory issue. Some retailers have a little bit too much inventory, so we'll try to work through all those things. But the bottom line is, you know, we're not going into a recession. And the big news next week will be, what's the Fed going to do? In my opinion, the Fed should not raise rates. If they do raise rates, that's it. They're done. They're way above market rates right now. They're very restrictive. The anxiety over First Republic Bank and its impact on the overall market this week should be a lesson to the Fed to, you know, to back down. I'm hoping the doves on the Fed, the San Francisco Fed president, the Chicago Fed president, that's Austin Goolsbee, he's a new president, really speak out and don't vote for any rate hike. And if they do raise rates, I'm looking for a split vote. But we'll see what happens. You know, the Fed's likes to have a consensus, so we shall see. And but I do expect a dovish FOMC statement, whether they increase rates or not. And that's going to be good news on Wednesday, and hopefully it'll lift the entire market. So it's time to cheer up, folks. Summer's here, and we'll all get out and about more. And so let's just let the earnings come out and drop kick and drive our stocks higher. I realize that some stocks have not reacted properly even when they've beaten, but the energy stocks are not doing that right now. They're responding very positively to their earnings, so that has me very happy. So that's it. Celine Avelier. Have a great weekend, everybody. I'll update these podcasts during fast market conditions.